Today I'm going to be reading Little Red Cap by the Brothers Grimm. This is best known as Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a dear little girl who was loved by everyone who looked at her, but most of all by her grandmother, and there was nothing she would not have given to the child. Once she gave her a little cap of red velvet, which suited her so well that she would never wear anything else, so she was always called Little Red Cap. One day her mother said to her, "Come, Little Red Cap, here's a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Take them to your grandmother. She is ill and weak, and they will do her good. Set out before it gets hot, and when you are going, walk nicely and quietly, and do not run off the path, or you may fall and break the bottle, and then your grandmother will get nothing. And when you go into her room, don't forget to say good morning, and don't peep into every corner before you do it." "I will take great care," said Little Red Cap to her mother, and gave her hand on it. The grandmother lived out in the wood, half a league from the village, and just as Little Red Cap entered the wood, a wolf met her. Red Cap did not know what a wicked creature he was, and was not at all afraid of him. "Good day, Little Red Cap," he said. "Thank you kindly, wolf." "Whither away so early, Little Red Cap?" "To my grandmother's." "What have you got in your apron?" "Cake and wine. Yesterday was baking day, so poor sick grandmother is to have something good to make her stronger." "Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Cap?" "A good quarter of a league farther on in the wood. Her house stands under the three large oak trees. The nut trees are just below. You surely must know it," replied Little Red Cap. The wolf thought to himself, "What a tender young creature, what a nice plump mouthful. She will be better to eat than the old woman. I must act craftily so as to catch both." So he walked for a short time by the side of Little Red Cap, and he said, "See, Little Red Cap, how pretty the flowers are about here. Why do you not look round? I believe, too, that you do not hear how sweetly the little birds are singing. You walk gravely along as if you are going to school, while everything else out here in the wood is merry." Little Red Cap raised her eyes, and when she saw the sunbeams dancing here and there through the trees, and pretty flowers growing everywhere, she thought, "Suppose I take Grandmother a fresh nosegay. That would please her too. It is so early in the day that I shall get there in good time." And so she ran from the path into the wood to look for flowers. And whenever she had picked one, she fancied that she saw still a prettier one farther on, and ran after it, and so got deeper and deeper into the wood. Meanwhile, the wolf ran straight to Grandmother's house and knocked at the door. "Who is there?" "Little Red Cap," replied the wolf. "She is bringing cake and wine. Open the door." "Lift the latch," called out the grandmother. "I am too weak and cannot get up." The wolf lifted the latch, the door flew open, and without saying a word, he went straight to the grandmother's bed and devoured her. Then he put on her clothes, dressed himself in her cap, laid himself in bed, and drew the curtains. Little Red Cap, however, had been running about picking flowers, and when she had gathered so many that she could carry no more, she remembered her grandmother and set out on her way. She was surprised to find the cottage door standing open, and when she went into the room, she had such a strange feeling that she said to herself, "Oh dear, how uneasy I feel today, and at other times I like being with Grandmother so much." She called out, "Good morning," but received no answer. So she went to the bed and drew back the curtains. There lay her grandmother with her cap pulled far over her face and looking very strange. "Oh, Grandmother," she said, "what big ears you have." "The better to hear you with, my child," was the reply. "But, Grandmother, what big eyes you have," she said. "The better to see you with, my dear." "But, Grandmother, what large hands you have, the better to hug you with." "Oh, but, Grandmother, what a terrible big mouth you have, the better to eat you with." And scarcely had the wolf said this, than with one bound he was out of bed and swallowed up Red Cap. When the wolf had appeased his appetite, he lay down again in the bed, fell asleep, and began to snore very loud. The huntsman was just passing the house and thought to himself, "How the old woman is snoring! I must see if she wants anything." So he went into the room, and when he came to the bed, he saw that the wolf was lying in it. "Do I find thee here, thou old sinner?" he said. I have long sought thee." Then just as he was going to fire at him, it occurred that the wolf might have devoured the grandmother, and that she still might be saved, so he did not fire, but took a pair of scissors and began to cut open the stomach of the sleeping wolf. When he had made two snips, he saw the little red cap shining, and then made two snips more, and the little girl sprang out crying. "Ah, how frightened I have been! How dark it was inside the wolf!" And after that, the aged grandmother came out alive also, but scarcely able to breathe. Red Cap, however, quickly fetched great stones, with which they filled the wolf's body, and when he awoke, he wanted to run away, but the stones were so heavy that he fell down at once and fell dead. Then all three were delighted. The huntsman drew off the wolf's skin and went home with it. The grandmother ate the cake and drank the wine which Red Cap had brought, and revived. But Red Cap thought to herself, "As long as I live, I will never by myself leave the path to run into the wood when my mother has forbidden me to do so."